In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight we are going to continue our program approaches and this common question given by believers, not the non-believers. Many of you may say, how can I introduce my invisible God to those who do not believe in anything not visible? Most of the people nowadays do not believe in whatever they couldn't see, and they need to see, to touch, to listen, to mind things, to see things clearly by their mind or their eyes. I would start by this common passage in the Bible, which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from Him, and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. You know, these were the words given by St. John in his last days, in his first epistle. And if you listen carefully to these words, you can see clearly that He is there from the beginning. God exists, but nobody could see Him. In thousands of years, people thought of His presence and believed His existence, but they couldn't see Him. And to help people to believe Him, God came into humanity. God became man. So nowadays we can see Him, we can touch Him, we can listen to Him. So our knowledge is different, becoming stronger. So we have heard Him. So He is talking, God is living, He speaks. We have seen Him, so He appears. We have touched Him, so He is very near. Faith starts by a belief in His existence, or by a touch of His presence. You know, for the good believers, they can believe even without seeing, or listening, or touching. But the non-believers, they need to see, they need to touch, they need to listen to the voice of God. So God made it easy for man by His incarnation. We have many approaches to those who need to touch or see or listen. Let's put it this way, the road of intellect. We mean those who need their mind to be convinced with the idea. They cannot, you know, grasp the idea without using their eyes or ears or hands. Logic, knowledge, science may point that there should be a designer, a creator, a controller for this universe. And He should be an only one wise God. By logic, and also by real science, there should be a designer, there should be a controller. And we cannot accept the idea that it might be many gods, because there should be one only God, the wisest, the greatest, the powerful one, who controls everything. This is logic, and this is scientific actually, and knowledgeable. This is not the Christian faith, because by saying faith, we mean that we believe in whatever we cannot see. So, this intellectual may consider at a step in our faith. Some may need this logic to step forward in their faith, Christian faith. So we should respect this, that somebody cannot easily believe in whatever we say. They need some logic in discussion and some logic in thinking. God cannot be grasped by mind. If he could have been grasped, he wouldn't have been God. This idea is very important, that to know God completely, this means that he is not God, but because God is infinite, we cannot grasp all the truth, all the knowledge about him. Because if we say that we grasp it, we could make it into our mind, this means it's definitely finite or limited. There's another road, what we call the road of experience. Somebody may not use their mind that much, but they need to experience the relationship with the Lord. They need to feel different. They need this kind of man-to-man relationship. And for those, and these people are millions, you know, God became man. See, hear, touch, live with, talk to, this is the real faith of Christianity. We consider more the experiential relationship with the Lord. We respect the logic way, the mind route, but we more with the experience route. It was written in Matthew, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babies. So the simple ones, babies, may get the faith easier. And you know, by revelation, it's easy to grasp the truth, but not by the mind. In saying so, we may face another question. Do we as preachers touch, see, hear, live with, and talk to God? Do we need as preachers to get this experience? Definitely we need it. We cannot speak about God who is just an idea. We cannot help others to believe in whatever we do not believe much. But you know, they can see the belief in your eyes. If you believe by experience and also by mind, the existence of God and the character of God, the work of God, the salvation of God, your words will be powerful. They will get this truth easier. I didn't know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I didn't know him. Again he's saying, St. John the Baptist, saying twice, I did not know him. But he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptized with the Holy Spirit. So he was waiting for this. He saw it clearly. He touched him. He spoke to him. So he believed in him. And he revealed the truth. And his words were very much powerful, that thousands of people followed Christ after his witness. So St. John was a great preacher and great witness to the Lord because his relationship was strong. So we need to have a good experience with our Lord Jesus Christ in order to help others to believe in him. And next time we will continue with this questions of believers. Glory to God. Amen.